我们还是翻开圣经出埃及记二十章。
Let's begin by turning to Exodus chapter 20.
这里还是记载了神对以色列百姓所宣布的十条诫命。
Here it records God's decree on the people, the Ten Commandments.
我们请看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
出埃及记二十章十三节
Exodus chapter 20 verse 13
不可杀人
You shall not murder
在这里呢就是从第五条诫命是有关于人的部分
So starting from the fifth commandment has to do with men
我们上礼拜已经有查考到要孝敬父母是一个开始
And last week we have studied the fifth commandment honor your parents as the beginning
那么再来第六条诫命就说到不可杀人
And on the sixth commandment here stated, we shall not murder.
因为呢，人的生命是非常宝贵的。
Because a human's life is very precious.
如果你杀了人，等于是杀了神的形象一样。
To kill another human being is like killing God's image.
因为人都是按照神的形象所创造的。
Because men are created according to God's image.
因此呢，每个人的生命都是非常的尊贵。
Therefore, everyone's life is valuable.
我们来看《创世纪》第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们对不起，请看《创世纪》第九章。
Sorry, Genesis chapter 9.
创世纪第九章。
Genesis chapter 9.
第三节
Verse 3
凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物这一切我都赐给你们如同菜蔬一样
Verse 3 Everything that lives and moves will be food for you Just as I gave you the green plants I now give you everything
唯独肉带着血那就是它的生命你们不可吃
Verse 4 But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it
第五节流你们血害你们命的无论是兽是人我必讨他的罪就是像个人的弟兄也是如此
Verse 5 And for your lifeblood I will surely demand an accounting I will demand an accounting from every animal And from each man too I will demand an accounting for the life of his fellow man
第六节凡流人血的他的血也必被人所流因为神造人是照自己的形象造的
Verse 6, whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made man.
当挪亚他造了方舟那么度过了这个洪水的患难以后
After Noah had created the ark and endured the flood,
那么他们从方舟出来了
After they have exited from the ark,
现在开始要过新的生活
They began their new life.
那么在洪水之前人类只有吃菜蔬，不能够吃肉，没有吃肉的。
Prior to the flood, the people are vegetarians.
但是现在从出方舟以后，洪水过后，神开始把肉赏赐给他们吃享用。
However, after the flood, God had granted people allow them to eat meat.
但是又特别规定，肉中的血呢不能吃血了。因为血是有生命的。
And God especially commanded them that they shall not eat of the blood from the meat.
要把血流出来，然后才吃那个没有血的肉。
They must shed the blood first, then eat the meat.
特别强调呢，这就是对人的生命的尊重。
And this emphasizes on the precious life of human being.
甚至说呢，流人的血的人他的血也必人所流，就是会得到报应。
And here it says, whoever shed the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed.
就是会得到报应。
There will be vengeance.
因此呢，因为神造人是按照自己的形象造的。
Because when God created man, it is according to his image.
因此，当伤害一个人的生命，等于是伤害了神的形象。
Therefore, to kill another person is to kill God's image.
那当然，这个罪就是非常大。
And of course, this sin is very severe.
因此，在这里呢，出方舟以后的规定呢，就说到不可以吃血。
Therefore, here records that after the flood, God commanded them that they shall not eat blood.
也代表了这是对人生命的尊重。
And this is a form of respect of human's life.
当然，更重要的是不可以杀人。
And more importantly, not to kill another person.
可是呢，就是人类的第一个罪啊，第一个啊，杀人犯呢，竟然是从啊亚当夏娃的儿子开始的。
However, the first murder case occurred to Adam's son.
亚当的大儿子叫该隐，老二叫亚伯。
Adams have two sons, the eldest one Cain and the younger one Abel.
但是该隐呢，竟然在啊田间呢杀了他的弟弟。
And Cain murdered Abel.
神向他追讨啊该隐的啊的生命啊。
And God is setting an account with Cain.
我们来看创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
第四章第八节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 8.
创世纪第四章第八节
Genesis chapter 4 verse 8
该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话二人正在田间该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯把他杀了
Verse 8 Now Cain said to his brother Abel Let's go out to the field And while they were in the field Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him
第九节耶和华对该隐说你兄弟亚伯在哪里呢他说我不知道我岂是看守我兄弟的吗
Verse 9, Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is your brother Abel? I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother's keeper?
第十节，耶和华说，你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告。
Verse 10, The Lord said, What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.
十一节，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这地受咒诅。
Verse 11, Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
12节，你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。
Verse 12, When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crop for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth.
所以人类的第一个凶杀案就是哥哥杀了弟弟。
So here, the first murder case happened among siblings.
那么当时神啊就向该隐追讨啊亚伯他问说亚伯在哪里呢
And at that time God went to Cain and asked him where is your brother
但是呢他竟然推卸责任说我不知道我岂是看守我兄弟的吗
And Cain replied I don't know am I my brother's keeper
其实神都知道啊
Of course God knew everything
因此呢神就马上宣告了啊该隐的罪
And the Lord immediately mentioned the sin to him.
也对该隐呢说出一些他要受的惩罚是什么
？As well as the punishment upon Cain.
也就是他要受咒诅。
That is, he will receive curse.
那么他种地，地也不再给他效力，他要开始在地上飘荡了。
And the ground will no longer yield its crop for Cain, and he will be a wanderer.
这就是该隐受的惩罚。
And this is the punishment of Cain.
因此呢，杀人的罪一定会受惩罚。
So the sin of murdering another person will be punished.
就像我们刚所说的，每一个人都是按照神的形象所造的，所以都有相当的尊贵。
Therefore, as we mentioned previously, we are all created according to God's image.
绝对没有任何的理由可以去杀害人的生命。
And we all have a valuable life, so there's no excuse to kill another person.
因此在这里呢，就是特别的强调人的生命是非常宝贵，只要伤害人的生命，这个人一定会受到惩罚。
So here places strong emphasis on the punishment of killing another person.
因此呢，整个犹太人犹太拉比他们在查考摩西五经有一个非常重大的发现。
So when the Jewish rabbi are studying the Pentateuch,They discover something.
他们发现呢，这个十条诫命里面呢，就是唯有这第六条诫命不可杀人呢。这条诫命是出现在摩西五经每个经卷，创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记到生命记，摩西五经每个经卷都有出现的一条诫命。
The rabbi discovered that the sixth commandment, "You shall not kill," appear in every book from Genesis to Deuteronomy.
像我们刚所读的创世纪第九章，这里已经是。创世纪出现的这条诫命。
So previously we read Genesis chapter 9. This is the first time it appeared.
那么在出埃及记就是刚刚所读的二十章啊，这是第六条诫命。
And the second time will be in Exodus chapter 20.
那么在利未记记载在利未记二十四章。
And in Leviticus it's recorded in chapter 24.
我们请看利未记二十四章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 24.
二十四章十七节
，verse 17。
二十四章十七节
，Leviticus chapter 24, verse 17。
打死人的必被治死。
If anyone takes the life of a human being, he must be put to death。
好，那这里啊，我们再看十九节。人若使他的邻舍身体有残疾，他怎样行，他也要照样，也要照样向他行。
If anyone injures his neighbor,Whatever he has done must be done to him.
二十节，以伤还伤，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。他怎样叫人的身体有残疾，也要照样向他行。
20. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has injured the other, so he is to be injured.
二十一节，打死牲畜的必赔上牲畜，打死人的必被治死。
21. Whoever kills an animal must make restitution, but whoever kills a man.Must be put to death.
这里呢啊，利未记也让记载的，打死人的生命的啊，必被治死。
So similarly recorded in Leviticus, those who kill another human being will receive death.
这就是一样是第六条诫命啊的一个规定。
This is the same as the sixth commandment.
那接着我看民数记三十五章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter
35. 民数记三十五章。
Numbers chapter 35.
三十一节，啊，三十节。
Verse 30.
民数记三十五章三十节。
Numbers chapter 35, verse 30.
无论谁故意杀人的，要凭几个见证人的口，把那故意杀人的杀了，只是不可凭一个见证人的口叫人死。
Verse 30. Anyone who kills a person is to be put to death as a murderer only on the testimony of witnesses, but no one is to be put to death on the testimony of only one witness.
三十一节，故意杀人的，犯死罪的，你们不可收赎价代替他的命，他必被治死。
31. Do not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who deserves to die. He must surely be put to death.
三十二节，那逃到逃城的人，你们不可为他收赎价，使他在大祭司未死以先。再来住在本地。
32. Do not accept a ransom for anyone who has fled to a city of refuge, and so allow him to go back and live on his own land before the death of the high priest.
33节，这样你们就不污秽所住之地，因为血是污秽地的。若有人在地上流人血的，非流那杀人者的血，那地就不得洁净。
33. Do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land, and atonement cannot be made for the land on which blood has been shed, except for the blood of the one who shed it.
34节，你们不可玷污所住之地，就是我住在其中之地，因为我耶和华住在以色列人中间。
34. Do not defile the land where you live and where I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the Israelites.
好，所以同样这里又说到了啊，故意杀人的，这就是犯了啊谋杀的罪。
And here also mentioned those who deliberately kill another person, breaks the commandment.
那么这样的一个故意杀人的这种谋杀罪是不能够在逃城得到看顾。
And such sin cannot be atoned even they fled to a city of refuge.
能够啊到逃城得到看顾是那个不小心啊杀了人的才能够到逃城得到看顾。
And only those who kill by another person accidentally can flee to the city of refuge.
啊。所以这种故意杀人的一定要被、啊、人所杀、啊、就是要用公正的审判来给他报应。
And those who kill intentionally shall be put to death.
这就是、啊啊、不可杀人 的,、啊、的一个规定。
So this is a regulation regarding killing.
如果杀了人、啊、这个血流出来了就污秽地了。
Because to shed another person's blood, it will defile the land.
所以一定要、啊、让那个杀人者的血、啊、也被流出来，那么地才能够得到洁净。
And the murderer's blood should also be shed to cleanse the land.
这就是啊，杀人一定要被杀啊的一个律法上的规定。
And this regulates the how a person kill another person, and the murderer must be also.
那我们再看《生命记》十九章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 19.
生命记十九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 19.
一开始也是讲到逃城的目的啊，是要看顾那些不小心啊、无心杀了人的，没有仇恨而杀人的，这个是得以可以得到看顾的。
In the beginning of chapter 19, talks about the cities of refuge, which protects people who kill accidentally.
但是呢，一样啊，第十五节以下一样又记载了，如果故意杀人的那个人是一定要被杀。
However, on verse 15, we can see that those who kill intentionally shall go punished.
我们看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
啊，十九节啊，我们看二十节。
Verse 20.
别人听见都要害怕，就不敢在你们中间再行这样的恶了。
The rest of the people who will hear of this and be afraid and never again do such evil thing.
二十一节，你眼不可顾惜，要以命偿命，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以手还手，以脚还脚。
21. Show no pity, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.
Okay, 同样的，我们再看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
十一节说，若有人恨他的邻舍，埋伏着起来击杀他，以至于死，便逃到这些城的一座城。
Verse 11, but if a man hates his neighbor and lies in wait for him, assault and kills him, then flee to one of these cities.
本城的长老就要打发人去将从那里带出他来，交在报血仇的人手中，将他致死。
Verse 12, the elder of this town shall send for him, bring him back from the city, and hand him over to the avenger of blood to die.
你眼不可顾惜他，却要从你以色列中除掉流无辜血的罪，使你可以得福。
Verse 13, show him no pity. You must purge from Israel the guilt of shedding innocent blood, so that it may go well with you.
所以这里又很详细的记载了。故意杀人的这个人是不能够在逃城得到看顾，他一定要被带出来，要致死。
Here again, describe in detail those who kill intentionally shall be put to death.
这就是生命记也是记载不可杀人。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, also mentioned do not murder.
所以呢，这样子摩西五经每一个经卷都有记载的一个规定，就是不可这个不可杀人的这个诫命。
So we can see a commonality among the five books of Moses. There is this commandment.
这也代表了人的生命是何等的宝贵，绝对不可以被侵犯伤害的生命。
And it also tells us that we should not take a person's life lightly.
因为每一个人的都是按照神的形象所创造的。
Because we are all created according to God's image.
绝对没有一个人说他的血是比别人更红绝对没有这样的道理。
We can't say another person's blood is redder than another person.
因为每个人的血都是红色的，都一样的颜色。
Because everyone's blood is red.
没有办法再去分辨谁的红，谁的血液是比较红比较重要吗？没有这样的道理。
And we can't compare by how dark the color of the blood to see who's more important.
所以呢，犹太人又有一句话说呢，每一个人都可以当作是一个世界的开始。
And the Jewish also have a saying that everyone's life is the beginning of the world.
就好像神创造亚当
，as God had created Adam.
那亚当一个人之后，然后他从他肋骨造了一个夏娃。
And from Adam's rib came Eve.
那么夏娃、亚当两个人成为夫妻，生下他们的子孙。
And when Adam and Eve are together, they gave birth to children.
那么就造成了一个世界。
And they created a world.
因此，从每一个人的身上都可以繁衍出一个世界了。
So from everyone's life can begin a new world.
每个人都可以被当作是亚当一样，那从亚当以下成为一个世界，从我们每一个人的以下也可以成为一个世界。
And as Adam who created a world, we all can also create a world.
所以这个世界是很多人的世界合在一起的一个大世界，那每个人都是一个自己有自己的一个小世界。
And this world consists of everyone's life, and each person has their own life.
世界每个人都有他的世界。
And everyone has their own world.
对，所以呢，就是说每个人都有自己繁衍出来一个小世界，那么每个人合在一起就变成一个大的世界。
Everyone will produce a small world of their own, and all these worlds will combine to make a bigger world.
Okay, 所以呢，这就是犹太人的观念说，每一个人既然都可以成为一个小世界，那每一个人都一定要被同等的尊重他。
And this is the Jewish saying, since everyone can make a small world of their own, therefore we all must respect each other.
那么既然接着这样的呢，那我们就谈到现代意义的这条诫命。
So now we can talk about how does it apply today?
因为呢，在现代生活上呢，啊，我们还有对于这个诫命的很多的啊观点呢，有相关的地方。
And today there are many points related to this commandment.
第一个就是所谓的战争的问题。
First is regarding quarrels.
啊，因为战争啊 ，war 啊
，war.
因为战争啊，就是要打敌人打死啊。
In war, our goal is to defeat our enemies.
那么你不打死敌人，敌人会来打死你。
If we don't defeat our enemies, our enemies will defeat us.
所以呢，战争啊，就变成一种生命的互相的残害。
Hence, war will shed life.
但是战争到底是可以的吗？还是不可以呢
？So is war allowed?
战争到底有没有违背的第六条诫命呢
？Did war go against the sixth commandment?
啊，有一个教派叫耶和华见证人会呢，他们是啊坚决反对战争的。
And there is a religion, Jehovah's Witness, they are strongly against war.
甚至呢，也反对他们的那年轻人去当兵啊。
And they're against young people from being conscripted.
因为如果你去当兵了啊，当了军人，那你一定会参加战争，你就会去杀害到人的生命。
Because once conscripted, they will be enlisted into war and killing other people.
所以呢，现在有所谓的非战啊，反对战争的这样的一个运动啊。
So there are many protests against war.
只要任何战争都会伤害到人的生命，那就违背了第六条诫命啊。
Because any war will cost life, and this will go against the sixth commandment.
所以呢，谁去发动战争的啊，那个国家都是有罪的国家。
So whoever wants to start a war is a country that's with this sin.
啊，但是如果我们要保护自己啊，防卫自己，那这个就是不得不做的动作了。
But to protect ourselves out of self-defense, this is something that's inevitable.
有时候是为了保护自己，所以不得不也伤害到对方的生命。
Sometimes out of self-defense, we have to hurt other people.
那个时候就是变成不得已所要来保护自己的一个战争。
Because it leaves us no choice.
啊，所以就是呢，战争的非常困难的一个解读啊。
So this is very hard to draw a boundary.
总之呢，任何的战争都是违背第六条诫命的。
Nonetheless, any war goes against the sixth commandment.
人类应该要和平的啊相处，绝对不可以有任何战争伤害到人的生命。
Men must get along together in peace, and there shall not be war.
所以呢，发动战争的绝对是啊，在神面前啊，一定要受审判的。
And those who starts war will be punished.
啊，这就是对于战争啊的一个观点啊，在圣经的观点来看是反对战争的。
And from the Bible perspective, it's against war.
但是呢，如果是有关于这样是一种审判之后要带来的惩罚，那个是神所要就是神叫以色列人去征战，那个是要惩罚那些已经违背神诫命的那些命令的那些人，那是另外一件事情。
As for punishment after judgment, this has to do with God.
所以那个时候的发动像以色列人去对迦南人发动的战争，那个是一种对于他们迦南人的罪的一种惩罚。
And when the Israelites are being oppressed by the Canaanites, this is a punishment from God.
因为迦南人犯了很大的罪。
迦南人。The Canaanites have sinned greatly.
因为他们有很多的淫乱，很多的罪恶啦，所以神要惩罚他们。
Because they have sinned greatly in sexual immorality and such.
所以才叫以色列人去攻打对迦南人有发生这些战争。
Hence the Israelites have to go and conquer them.
这是我们对于这样的一种战争的另外一个观点。
And this is a different concept.
好，那接着下来就是所谓的死刑犯的问题。
And next, talks about capital punishment.
因为现在有所谓的法律上呢也在一直在争论到底要不要保留这个死刑。
And in our legal system today, there's always debate about capital punishment.
因为呢，有人法律上有规定你犯了什么罪就一定要要死刑啊。
Because in the law, sometimes a person may be sentenced to death.
像圣经所记载的以命偿命就是说这就是一个死刑的法律。
And here it might say that death sentence occurs.
只是呢，现在又有另外一个运动，就是一直在讨论。人类的律法到底不可以定下死刑的这个律法呢
？But there's also a debate that whether in our law are we allowed to allow death sentence.
在圣经里面的旧约是有这个死刑的啊，这个律法。
In the Old Testament, there are death sentences.
可是呢，到了新约主耶稣时代，就不再有用这个死刑的律法来啊来用了。
But capital punishment no longer exists during the time of Jesus.
所以呢，有关于现代的法律，人类所定的法律可不可以保留死刑的这样的一个律法呢？还有很多的讨论。
So there are much discussion about allowing capital punishment in our legal system.
啊，当然赞成的人认为说要保留这个死刑啊的律法，才会让那些人害怕而不敢去啊违背的啊这个命令去伤害到人的生命。
And those who are for capital punishment, their logic is to allow the people to understand the law better so that they will not commit this crime.
啊，因为呢，让保留这条死刑的律法呢，让那些啊犯罪的人会害怕而不敢去啊去犯的这条啊命令啊。
This goes to show to the criminals that there are punishment and they will put fear in them.
但是又有另一个反对死刑的啊这种啊人的论点说，死刑啊是对人生命的伤害，到底谁可以有权利去决定一个人生命死亡呢？
And those who are against the capital punishment will argue, who are we to decide a person's life and death?
难道法官就可以决定一个人要判死刑吗？
Can one judge, decide the life and death of this
person? 那还是他一个人的啊判断呢？
This is still one person's judgment.
可是呢，当一个人有悔改的时候，难道还是要判死刑吗？
If this person is willing to repent, will he still face death sentence?
难道悔改以后的罪人啊，一定要死刑才能够得到满足吗？让大家得到满意吗？
Is death sentence will satisfy everyone?
所以这个就是一个很大的争论呐。
So there is a great debate.
一个犯了啊死刑的这样的罪人，他悔改以后可不可以得到生命的啊？的存留呢，这个是一个很大的问题啊。
So for those sinners who are willing to repent, are they allowed to remain?
所以这还是关于死刑到底要不要保留在现代社会的律法里面。
So this is regarding whether capital punishment should remain in our legal system.
只是呢，我们按照圣经说不可杀人，这是一个原则。
But we should go according to the Bible, it's a basic principle that we should not kill another.
我们今天讨论是一个比较难的一个法律上的讨论问题啊。
And this is a more difficult question to answer.
那我们接下来就来讨论比较跟个人比较有关的一些可以反省的事项。
And now I'd like to touch upon something that's more personal, worthy for us to reflect.
第一个就是说不可杀人呢，同样的，这个人也包括自己，也不可以杀自己呀。
When this commandment states that we shouldn't kill another person, this also includes ourselves.
因为你伤害自己呢，也是杀人的生命。
To kill ourselves, we also breaking this commandment.
因此呢，我们在这条诫命里面也是不可以自杀。
So therefore, this commandment includes suicide.
自杀也是犯了第六条诫命，也是杀害人的生命。
And suicide also breaks the sixth commandment.
就是连我自己对我自己的生命，我也没有权利去杀害自己的生命。
That is to say that we do not have the right to kill ourselves.
因为我的生命不是我自己给我自己的。
Because our life is not from ourselves.
如果说一个东西是我的，我就有权利可以保留它，或是把它破坏掉。
For example, if this object is from us, we have the right to
destroy it. 比如说这里有一个眼镜。
For example, this is a glasses.
这是我的眼镜。
This is my glasses.
我可以有权利说，我要保留这个眼镜可以戴着使用。
I have the right to keep it.
或者是我现在可以把它摔在一个地板上让它整个玻璃破碎了，然后这个眼镜就坏掉了。
Or I could smash it on the floor.
这是因为这是我的东西，我有权利来决定它的保存或者叫破坏。
Because this is my belonging, I have the right to decide what to do with it.
可是同样的，现在人的生命却不是我所拥有的一个权利啊。
So similarly, our life is not in our own hands.
这个生命乃是父母亲生下来的，而且是神赏赐给我的灵魂。
Our life is from our parents and the soul from God.
因此呢，这个生命是神的。
Therefore, this life belongs to God.
我就没有权利去伤害到这个生命。
We don't have the right to hurt.
所以呢，我伤害到自己的时候，也等于是犯了第六条诫命。
So when we're harming ourselves, we are breaking this commandment.
所以我们基督按照圣经来说基督徒也是不可以自杀。
So according to the Bible, Christians shouldn't commit suicide.
那只是说有人得到忧郁症被魔鬼工作了 后来造成自杀的现象。
However, there are states of depression or demon possessed as a result of death.
那个时候是他无法控制自己而伤害了自己的生命。
These are uncontrollable situations.
那个时候已经不是他自愿的要自杀，而是被魔鬼控制所以伤害自己的生命。那个另当别论那个交给神由神来怜悯求神来怜悯他。
And because their death is not a result of their own control, rather is the devil, then it is up to God to judge.
所以呢，我们也听过这样的一种事迹，就是我们基督徒也有人这样自杀的是因为这样的忧郁症，因为魔鬼工作，所以这个是我们只能交给神求神怜悯的。
So sometimes we hear that Christians sometimes kill themselves because of depression or demon possessed. We can only ask for God's mercy for these cases.
那再来另外一种自杀，所谓慢性自杀，我们也不可以这样做。
And it's another kind of suicide is related to a slow death.
因为慢性自杀就是说，当我们吸毒药品的时候毒品那是一种慢性自杀的方式。
Because through drugs, we can kill ourselves slowly.
因为那些毒品一开始会让你快乐快乐丸摇头丸安非他命这些会让你暂时的兴奋跟快乐，可是它却是慢慢的在伤害自己的生命。
Because the drugs initially can stimulate our nerve and give us a lot of excitement, but in fact, it's killing us slowly.
所以呢，在吸毒品的这样的事情上，也是慢性自杀。
So taking drugs is also a slow way to kill ourselves.
这仍然是违背了第六条诫命。
This also goes against the commandment.
所以我们基督徒是不可以自杀。
And us Christians should not commit suicide.
我们要把自己的生命也同等的尊重它，也因为它也是神的赏赐。
We must respect our own life because it's given by God.
那再来另外一个现代的问题，就是关于堕胎的问题。
And here also, we also came across abortion.
因为堕胎啦，就代表对于一个妈妈肚子里面这个胎儿还没有生出来以前，就把它堕胎了，伤害到这个孩子的生命。
And abortion is to remove the fetus prior its birth.
所以呢，这个堕胎呢，我们在教会里面仍然是反对堕胎的行为。
So the church strongly go against abortion.
因为堕胎仍然是伤害到一个婴孩的生命，这也是杀人的生命。
Because abortion have to do with the fetus life, therefore it goes against this commandment.
所以呢，教会呢，一般来讲当知道了这个太太有怀孕的时候我们都鼓励她把平安的把孩子生下来。
So every time we hear in church, whenever someone is pregnant, we will encourage this sister to give birth.
但是呢，只有一种特殊状况的时候，勉强堕胎才会被接受。
Only in extreme case, then abortion.
就是说发现了这个婴孩对于母体的对妈妈的生命是有伤害的，那这个时候就必须堕胎。
For example, if the fetus is causing harm to the mother, then abortion is allowed.
因为在两个人的生命的选择一定要先保护母亲的生命。
Because between these two lives, we must first protect the mother.
这是一个不得已所做的选择。
This leaves us no choice.
所以呢，就有关于堕胎呢，教会一般的原则是不可以，只是有特殊状况我们在做特殊的个案来处理跟判断。
So basically speaking, abortion is not allowed.
也就是说，第六条诫命也包括婴孩的生命。
And the sixth commandment also includes the fetus life.
纵使还没有出生，可是他已经在妈妈肚子里面已经有了生命的迹象了，他仍然要被保护。
While in the mother's womb, the life begins.
这就是我们教会一般对堕胎的立场。
This is our view regarding abortion.
那么还有一个就是人到了生命最后呢，生病了或者是有特殊的状况了，已经要维持生命是用外在的仪器来让他维持生命的，那这个时候要不要继续维持他的生命呢？
And this is another example where a person is terminally ill. Are they allowed to willingly ask for the physician to?
也就是说，这个时候到底可不可以做安乐死？就是说，可不可以把那个仪器的管子拔开，那这个人就自然死亡了。
To pull the tube and allow this person to die.
所以这样的话，这种安乐死到底可不可以呢？
Is this allowed?
所以呢，现在法律上也还有很多的讨论有赞成跟反对的。
So there are also many discussion in this. In our legal system regarding this.
因为按照圣经的道理说，人的生命也是神所赏赐的，是属于神的，只有神才能够做最后的决定。
Because according to the Bible, Men are created by God, and only God has the right to take away our life.
也就是说，这个人虽然他现在是没有办法用自己的心脏来呼吸，他必须靠仪器来帮助他呼吸。
So that is to say, if a person is terminally ill and he requires a respirator,
这些仪器只要插管的，那么这个人就会有继续有生命迹象。
As long as the respirator is working, this person will stay alive.
只是呢，谁有权利把这个管子拔掉？
Only who has the right to unplug this respirator.
我就曾经听到一个姐妹呢在做见证给我听啊。
I once heard a sister who testified.
她说有一次她爸爸出了个车祸。
This once her father had gone into a car accident.
非常严重的已经失去了意识，然后完全只靠仪器来维持他的生命。
It's a severe car accident where it requires the respirator to stay alive.
那时候这个姐妹就说：“传道，我可不可以要如何决定把这个爸爸的管子拔掉？那爸爸就自然去世了。”
So sister asked me, "Can I pull the plug and just allow my father to pass away?"
可是呢，她问我说：“谁可以去拔那个管子呢？”
And she asked me, "Who can pull this plug?"
医生也不敢拔，家人也不敢拔。
The doctor and the family members dare not to pull this plug.
那个时候呢，就还要请看护呢，每天到医院来来看顾他爸爸。
Because they requires a lot of care for our father.
那这个看护呢，每一个月还要给他付他薪水。
And this caretaker, we must pay their salary.
所以呢，这也是每个月的开销啊。
And it does cost us a lot.
当然还有医疗上的一些开销。
And there's many medical fees attached.
可是到底谁可以把那个管子拔掉，就可以节省这些开销呢？
But can anyone just pull this plug and end this?
就这些费用就不用再花费掉了。
Then we no longer have to pay these fees.
所以到底要不要去拔管呢？他们真的不知道怎么办。
So they're really going back and forth whether to pull the plug.
当然了，我也不敢替他做决定啊，因为那是你爸爸。
Of course, I don't dare not to make this decision for them.
我只能说我们祷告嘛，就求神带领。
And I only can encourage her to pray.
虽然现在是插管子，他还维持生命。
Although the respirator is working, then he's alive.
但我相信呢，如果是神的旨意，是觉得他该走了，神还是会让离开这个世界，然后就结束了这些所有的开销跟费用啊。
And I strongly believe that when his time is up, God will allow him to pass away.
所以呢，我们就祷告求神来带领。
So we can only say to pray and ask for God's.
当然了，这些费用就看你们能够承担多少请大家一起来帮忙或者社会政府有一些捐助的，或者说有一些急难救助的一些款项也许可以来帮忙来支付这些费用。
And these medical fees can only be bear upon the family members or may sometimes through charity.
那总是我们现在就是求神带领。
And we only can ask for God's guidance.
那后来感谢神呢，经过一段时间之后，
And then God, after a period of
time, 虽然他爸爸还是插这些管子，可是有一天还是走了。
Even though her father plugged this respirator, eventually he passed away.
那这一切事情就做一个结束了。
And this wraps up everything.
所以其实生命还是在神手中。
So we can see that life is still on God's hand.
所以呢，到底谁不可以去做安乐死？
So none of us can make this decision.
所以还是求神来带领是最好的。
But rather we should just ask for God's guidance.
那只是说我们现在可不可以自己在现在活着，我可以先到医院先签一个叫放弃急救或者放弃这样的一种同意书，我自己先做这样的一种约定，那以后医院就可以按照我自己所签的这个同意书就让我自然死亡了。
So then comes another point that can we sign a contract to allow the caregiver to allow us to die?
所以现在这也是还在讨论，到底这样做好不好呢？
So this is also in discussion.
所以呢，现在对于生命的这个问题，还有很多要讨论的现象。
So regarding life, there's endless discussion.
我们呢，总之呢，最正常的情形就是要尊重每一个人的生命。
But normally, we should just respect.Everyone's life.
每一个人的生命都是神的赏赐，所以绝对不可以受到伤害。
Everyone's lives belong to God, and we don't have the right to harm each other.
伤害到生命就等于是伤害到神的形象。
To hurt a life is to hurt God's image.
所以呢，我们大概有这些讨论呢。然后最重要的，到新约时代，耶稣已经说了，现在不只是伤害人的生命的这条诫命而已。
So from these points, we can also Now talk about what Jesus said.
耶稣说了不可杀人了，现在已经到了新约时代，甚至说到不可有仇恨。
In Jesus' time, Jesus also mentioned there should not be any hatred.
因为有仇恨也等于是杀人。
Because hatred equals to killing.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 5.
21节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 5 verse 21.
马太福音第五章二十一节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 5 verse 21.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说啊。不可杀人，又说凡杀人的免难免受审判。
Verse 21, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审断；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who said to his brother, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell.
所以呢，第六条诫命说不可杀人。
So the sixth commandment says, you shall not kill.
但是现在主耶稣呢，把这个诫命呢，把它更过啊，更提高了它的层次，说想弟兄动怒的。骂弟兄是拉加是魔力的，这些人一样都是要受审判。
Here we can see Jesus had raised the bar of this commandment, saying anyone who hates is the same as murdering another person.
所以呢，这个是向弟兄动怒，是代表一种仇恨的意思啊。
To be angry to another person is to show hatred.
那么这样的仇恨也等于是杀人。
And such hatred is equal to killing.
那骂弟兄是拉加，拉加跟魔力这两个意思都是说笨蛋啊、傻瓜的意思。
To say to anyone the raka or you fool.
这些啊都是一种仇恨。
This is a form of hatred.
那么他们都要受审判。
And they shall be punished.
因此，今天我们到了新约时代，我们对于第六条诫命呢有提升到人的人的这种情绪跟仇恨的层面来看，也是一样不可杀人。
So in the New Testament, the sixth commandment extended to our own emotion of hatred.
因此，今天我们对于第六条诫命呢，有更高的一种标准要求。
So hence, there is a higher expectation out of this commandment.
我们内心不可以有仇恨。
And there should not be any hatred in our heart.
虽然我们也许受到一些亏损呢，可是我们不要以恶报恶，我们不要以仇恨来还报那个仇恨呐。
We may suffer from some loss, but we should not take revenge, eye for an eye.
我们反而要用更多的善良来战胜这些邪恶。
But rather, we should use good to overcome these evil.
所以呢，今天我们要用更多的爱来战胜这些仇恨。
So we must have much more love to overcome this.
所以不可杀人，也不可有仇恨。
So do not murder, also include do not hate.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
24首，我们请唱4节。